Okay, today is Daf Gimel of Masechtas Baba Basra. We're on Daf Gimel, and today's shir is sponsored by the Daskal family, Le'ilu Nishmas Yitzchak Moshe Ben Yisrael Yehuda. It's also sponsored by the Freud family, Le'ilu Nishmas
Zev Ben Aaron Mordechai.
You don't have it in there. No. He sent it to you. And who else is it sponsored by?
Myself.
Oh, it's sponsored by myself, Le'ilu Nishmas. His father?
I'll write
it
down and then you'll put it in.
His father.
Yisrael Issa Ben Zion Ben Yaakov, I think. Okay. You don't have...
Just a small brother.
Let's learn now.
Okay, here we go.
Do it later.
Lishna Achrina. Another version of the Mishnah as follows. Amrilei Savruha, they thought, my Mechitza. What does the word mechitza mean? It says in the Mishnah that you make a mechitza with each other. You make a mechitza in the yard. It means a plugta. It just means a division. You don't have to make a wall. Just a division. Dichsev, like it says, vatihi, and it was mechdas ha'eda, that half the spoils by Midyan was tzon, whatever it was. That what the point of the Mishnah is. That when partners want to divide the property between themselves, right? That they want to end the partnership and make a chatzer and make a division, they can force each other. The kiven deratzu, since they want to do this, bonen es hakosel bal karchan. They can force each other to build a wall against their will. Alma, what do you see? Hezek re'ia shmei hezek. Hezek re'iyah means a real hezek, and therefore I can force you to build a wall so I don't have to look at you, because it's a hezek. Ema my mechitza guda. Well, maybe the mechitza really means a wall. Did not, like we said yesterday, mechitza is a kerem shenifritza, the mechitza of a kerem that got breached. Amar lo gadar. You tell the guy, fix the breach. Nifritza, breached again. Amar lo gadar. You have to tell him, fix the breach. Right, we said yesterday, because you're not allowed to have the client can't be near the tree, right? Nisyayish haimenu, the guy's never fixing that wall, gives up already. Velo godra, and he doesn't fix it. Hareze kidesh, then it becomes osir. The growths become osir. V'chayev b'achriyusa, and the guy who owns the vineyard is chayev to pay you for the damage he caused you. Taima, the whole reason is deratzu. That's because they both agreed to do this. Halo ratzu. If they didn't agree to do this, ein mechayv en oso, you couldn't force him. Alma, what do you see? Hezek re'iya, lav shmei hezek. Hezek re'iya is not a hezek. So that maybe what's wrong with that interpretation of the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, ihachi, if that would be right, then bonen es hakosel? Doesn't make sense to say bonen es hakosel. Because the Mishnah starts off, the Mishnah says, Hashutfin sheratu lasas mechitza b'chatzer, bonen es hakosel. If the word mechitza means kosel, then bonen oso mi boyalei. Then it should say oso. It's an extra word here. So the Gemara says elamai. So what does make still it's a problem. Bepluksa, it means, if it means a division, ihachi sherasu lasos mechitza, sherasu lachzos mi boyalei. It should have said that. They wanted to make a chitza. So the Gemara says, no, kid, the Amri Inchi, like people say, ta navod plugza. Let us go make a plugza. So what is the bottom line here? The word mechitza means a chalukah, a division. The hezek re'iya is hezek, right? Therefore, you can force each other to what's that beeping noise?
It's
alarm. Why is it beeping? Okay, next.
Marcel said he ordered the
I hezek re'iya shmei hezek. If hezek re'iya is a hezek, that's such a thing as, you know, hezek re'iya, my ear you ratzu. Why does it have to be that you wanted to do it? I feel you lo ratunami, even if they don't want to. If it's a mazik, I can force you. So the Gemara says, Amar of Asi, Amar of Yochanan, Mishnah Seinu, kishein ba din chaluka. Now the Mishnah is talking about a case where normally, not every time do partners own a chatzar together, they have to agree to split it. What if it's so small? What if it's 3 feet? and we split it in half. I get a foot and a half, you get a foot and a half. You don't have to force somebody. We could agree to split it, but you can't force me to split it. But if we have a chutzit together with 20 feet, I get 10 feet, you get 10 feet, right? I can force you. I don't want to be a partner. I have to be a partner. I don't want to be a partner anymore. So here we're talking about a case, she'ein b'din chalukah, v'hush d'ratzu. My kamash malon, what's the chiddush in that? The chiletz lei b'din chalukah, kiratzu pligi. That if it's not big enough, but you want to divide it, you can't, you can. Tanina, we learned that already. That's old news. Where did we learn that? On Daf Yud Aleph, we're coming up. Amasai, when is all this true? Bizman she'ein shneihem rotzin. They don't want to. Avol bizman she'shneihem rotzin. But if they want to, afilu pachos mikan chokin, then you can divide it no matter how small it is. So why does Mishnah say it twice? Why here and why there? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. If it would only be there, I would think afilu pachos mikan b'mispas ba'alma. That if it's less than that, you could just make a divider. Kamash malan, hacha b'kosel. So therefore comes along the Mishnah to tell you, it has to be a kosel, a real wall. Even though it's too small, to force us, we could agree. V'lisni ha, v'lisni hach. So why do you need to say it again? Say it here, you don't need it there. So the Gemara says, say for Itzrichalei. Now there's something, you're right. We don't have to say the same halacha twice, but there's another halacha which you want to mention. We mentioned this in passing. The Kitzvei Kodesh, when it comes to scrolls, Kitzvei Kodesh, afal pish, shneim rotzin, even if they both want to, lo yachloku. You can't split a Torah in half. I'll take Bereishis and Shemos, and half of a Yikra, and you take the other. Can't do that. We're partners, you can't do that. You have to buy each other out. Okay. Now, we're going to skip this whole parenthesis, Lishna Achrina, till the two dots. Because, first of all, it doesn't belong here. Everyone takes us to take it out. And second of all, everything in here we're going to learn anyway. Half of it we learned already, and half of it's coming up. So, B'mayu Kimta, what was the bottom line over here in the Mishnah? The bottom line was, Mayu Kimta L'masnisin, B'she'ein Badin Chalukah. Really, the property's too small to force each other to split it. You're each entitled to a certain amount. It's too small. However, if we agree to split it, of course you can. So, I b'she'ein b'din chalukah ki ratzu mayhave. What do you mean I wanted to? Nahadru be. I could change my mind. The bottom line is you're still forcing me. How could you force me? I could change your mind. So the Gemara says, Amar of Asi, Amar of Yochanan, Shekano miyadon. You made a kinyan. So therefore, I can't change my mind. What kind of kinyan? So the Gemara says, what kind of kinyan? V'chikanu miyadon may have. What kind of kinyan is that? Kinyan, dvarim ba'almahu. It's just words. We just talked. I said I'll take half. You said you'll take half. You can't take it back because you can't take back words. That's what the Gemara says. Rashi says, way up on top, kinyan dvarim hu, v'ein chalipin, a kinyan chalipin. Now, the Mefarshim explain, we'll see in a minute, it doesn't just mean kinyan chalipin, it means any kinyan. Ein chalipin konin ela davar hanikne. You can't make a kinyan with just words. You have to do something, right? Ela davar hanikne, something is transferred, bought, o mecher, or sold, o matana, or a gift, o sha'abud karkos, or you work on something, you do something, sha'kinyan chal alav, o ha'metalatolin. I can make a kinyan by doing something. You cannot make a kinyan by talking. So we sat down together for a meeting, and you said to me, listen, I really want to split up the property. It's too small. Would you agree to split it? You'll take half, I'll take half. I can't force you because it's too small. Would you want to agree? Yeah, I agree. Therefore what? I can't take it back? We didn't do anything. Just talked. Not a kinyan. The Gemara says, oh, you can't take it back because you made a kinyan. What kinyan? There's no kinyan.
So this is like you shake on it.
What?
So it's like you shake.
So that might be an action actually.
Yes.
Right. But no. But the Gemara just says, my havi kinyan dvar ba'alma was just talking. What kind of kinyan is that?
Right.
Right. It's very interesting. He says Shmuel, Shir Shmuel says, There's no such thing as a promise to do something when it comes, I mean, I guess you can make a neder, except when it comes to a mitzvah. In order to bedin and mamonis, you have to do something to transfer the money. You have to actually make do something. Here, you didn't do anything, you just talked. So the Gemara says, Mishikano miyadon beruchos. No, we didn't just talk. We actually made a kinyan. We went over the ruchos. We went over the boundaries. We walked along the boundaries. I said, okay, this is my spot. That's your spot. That's different. Once you do that, you can't take it back. Ravashi Omar, Kigon Shahalach Zeh B'Selk Shalom V'Hichzik. Actually, you made a chazakah. V'Hichzik Ba V'Zeh B'Selk Shalom V'Hichzik. Each one made a chazakah. So look at the 1, 2, 3, the fourth Tosvos. Ravashi Omar, Kigon Shahalach. Ravashi says, what'd you do? You made a chazakah. So it says Tosvos, Tamilari, Ma Bar Ravashi Lahosif. What's Ravashi telling me? I need Ravashi to tell me that we made a kinyan, a chazakah is a kinyan. That's olive base of chazak of hilchas kinyanim, right? Why did Ravashi have to tell me that? Venera Lari, talk kamashbalon. The Kiddush is as follows. We say later on, Shalo befonov tzorach lemeimar lech lo lech chazek v'kini. If you're dividing up property and the guy's not there, for example, Reuven tells Shimon, I'm not going to be around, take half the property for yourself, whatever it is, then Shalo befonov tzorach lemeimar lo lech chazek v'kini. If he's not around, then he has to verbalize and say, I'm doing this as a kinyan. Hacha kivan cha'amru ata tikach ruach tzafonis vani ruach dromis. You take the north and I take the south. V'halach v'hichzik lo kolach b'shalo. And everyone did that. Zeh shalo b'fnei zeh. Nasa kimisha kano miyadam beruchos. Afa b'shalo amru zeh l'cha l'zeh lech v'chazek kini. You don't have to say it, because by sitting and down having that meeting, it's as if you said it. That's all the chiddush was. Okay. Yeah. And what which half each of them own? Now, the next in the Mishnah said the Mishnah gave like five different measurements of stones, right? Gvil, Gazis, right? All these different things. So now the Gemara says like this. Makam Shinogu Livnos. Gvil, what's Gvil? Gvil is six tvachim. It's three tvachim on each side. It's Avne de lo Meshafya. It's stones that are not smooth. You know in Yerushalayim, they have every building is Yerushalayim stone. So sometimes the stones are smooth, like in the hotels. And in the older houses, they're not smooth. They're like jagged. Right? Each stone has like a piece sticking out. That's what that means. The piece is sticking out a little bit. Gvil, avne, it's a stone, delo mashafi, it's not smooth. Gazis, what's gazis? Avne de mashafia. It is smooth. Dechsev, like it says, kol eila avonim yikaros kimidas gazis. Smooth, by the way, the unsmooth is six tvachim, three and three, and the smooth is five tvachim. The half a tefach on each side is the jagged part, the sticking out part. Okay? Kfisin, a different kind of stone, archi, called an archi, that's four tvachim wide, two and two. Levinin is livni, which is three tvachim wide, one and a half and one and a half. Okay? Now, Amalei Rabba Reid Ravavel Ravashi, Mimai de Gvil Avni, Dolo Mashafyaninu, how do you know that the Gvil means a stone that's not smooth? V'hai tefach yisera, and this extra tefach is lemorsha de karnasa, is the sticking out parts. Right? The extra tefach is the sticking out parts. Dilma maybe, palga de gazis hu, maybe it's, I'm not sure what this means. Palga de gazis hu. What does that mean? Half of the gazis? What do you mean half the gazis?
Perhaps gvil is half of a smooth gazis stone.
Right. The next question. V'hai tefach yisera. Why is there an extra tefach here? And the extra tefach is Leveni Urvehu. Is Leveni Urvehu. It's the space in between the stones to give it, what's the word in
mortar.
To mortar. To give it strength. I'm not sure 100% sure what that means. That it's half the guzzis, but there's still an extra tefach.
It's not perfectly smooth, it's jagged. So
I know, but we just said that it's one tefach more. The gvil is a tefach more than the guzzis. Gvil is 6, tefach is 5. Really, it's the same thing. Why is there an extra tefach? Half a tefach on each side for the sticking out part. So the Gemara asks, no, who said that's true? Maybe it's half a guzzis? What does it mean, half a guzzis? I'm not sure what that means, half a guzzis. So the Gemara answers, no, maybe it's the tefach, an extra tefach for the mortar. What?
Doesn't answer the question.
So the Gemara answers, it can't be pshat. Kidamrinan kfisin is archi, like we just said before. Kfisin was archi, which was 4, and levinin is livni, which is 3. V'hai tefach yisera is livni urbi. Why is there a difference between the two? Why is 1 3 and 1 4? Because one counts the mortar, one doesn't count the mortar. Right?
What about the mortar for the rest of them?
What? We're going to get to that. Amrilei, ultimecha, kfisin, archi, minolan. But how do you know that means that? How do you know kfisin means 4 tefach brick? How do you know that? Ella, gemara gemirila. Rather, the answer is it's a tradition. We just know. So gvil nami, avni, delo mashafi, gemara gemirila. It's just a tradition. Don't ask me questions. Ikadi amri. Amalei Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Avi l'Rav Ashi, Mai d'hai kfisin archininu. Who told you that kfisin is a brick of 4 tefachim? Hai tefach yisera leveni urvi. And why is there an extra tefach here for the mortar? Dilma maybe my kfisin avni d'lo mashafyin. Maybe it's a stones that are not smooth. Vai tefach yisera lemursha dekarnasa. And the extra tefach is for the jagged pieces. Who said? Why not? So the Gemara answers, Kidkamrin, like we said, Gvil Avne Dlo Meshafyin. Gvil is stones that are not smooth. Guz is Avne de Meshafyin. Guz is stones that are smooth. Fahai Tefach Yisera, Lemushre de Karnasa. And the extra Tefach is for the jagged pieces. Amalei, so he said back, L'taymecha, Gvil Avne Dlo Meshafyin Minolan. But how do you know that? That Gvil means stones that are not smooth, that they're jagged. Ella Gemara Gemirila, Hachanami Gemara Gemirila. It's a tradition. So don't ask me any questions.
Why are we spending time on building supplies?
I'll tell you why. Because let's say you're asking the question that the Rajma asks. And the Rajma says, let's say I hire a contractor and I want you to build me a hotel Gvil or Guzzis. Right? The Plaza Hotel, every stone is smooth. Other hotels are not. It's a certain look. So if I tell you I want it like this, and you don't deliver that, then you didn't do your job. That's why you have to know what the stones are. Very simple, the nafkamina. Right?
The stones then aren't the stones now.
But the same idea. You could smooth down stones, or you could be jagged stones.
I told you exactly. I want white, smooth bricks.
You see the Kosel HaMarevi. It's all smooth. Right? They spent a lot. We're going to get to Herod in a few minutes. They spent a lot of time making it smooth. Right? And you don't have to do it like that. It's easier not to do it like that.
Two partners agreed to build a wall from smooth stone.
Right.
And build it with smooth stone.
That's not what happened. They said, we're going to build it with gvil. Okay, Scratch said, what's gvil? I don't know what that means. So you have to go learn some daf yomi and you'll know what it means. And then you'll keep your end of the bargain.
Right. Well, why would you use a term he has no idea what it is? Right. Okay.
Then they knew that was the terminology.
Okay, next. Omra Abaya. Shma Mina, you see from here that the akfisin was 4 tfachim thick. Right? It was 4 tfachim thick. Kol beini urve tefach. The mortar is a tefach. Right? Right? In other words, the brick is 4 tfachim. The mortar made it 5 tfachim. And then the jagged made it 6 tfachim. Right? So the standard is 5 tfachim. 4 tfachim for the brick, 1 tefach for the mortar. Hani mili betina. That's only if you're going to use mud. Aval beriksa, but if you're going to use pebbles, boy tfei. It has to be wider because you need more brick, more mortar. It could be other way, that's opposite. Hanimi libiriksa. That's only with pebbles. Avo betina lo boy kulhai. But if you make it with tina, you don't even need that much. Okay, fine. Now, how tall is the wall? The wall you have to build is 4 tvachim. I'm sorry. The wall you have to build is 4 amos. 4 amos tall. How fat does the wall have to be? How fat? So we said, lememra, the begazis, when if you're going to do gaz, that was the wire, that was 6 tvachim. Kol dalet amos, gova, if it's 4 amos tall, I have a pusya chamsha koi, I lo lo koi. It has to be a minimum of 5 tvachim wide. Right, the 6 tefach was for the jagged pieces. It has to be 5 tvachim wide, which means if you have a wall that's 4 amos tall, it has to be 5 tvachim wide. Otherwise, it won't last. Otherwise, it won't stand. Right?
The higher it is, the wider
what?
The higher it is, the wider it is.
The Adrama says, if you could get away with less, the Mishnah wouldn't require that.
Right.
So it must be that the minimum width of the wall must be 5 tvachim. Right? For a height of 4 amos. Right? Right?
Depends on how big, which stone you use.
What?
4 tvachim, 5 tvachim, 6 tvachim. What do you mean 5?
It was always 5. The 4 was with mortar.
Oh, 4 plus.
Right. So the Gemara says, one second, but there was something in the Beis HaMikdash called the Amatraxin. It was a wall 1 Amma thick. Right? And how tall was it? What? 30 Ammas, 40 Ammas, very tall. The amatraxin, there was an amatraxin, davigova tlosin amas, it was 30 amas tall. Flavi pusya eloshis pushchevakam. It was 1 amma wide. How many tvachim is that?
6.
6 tvachim. And it was good enough. How could that be? How could that be so tall? How could it be so narrow and be so tall and yet it stuck and it didn't collapse? Right?
So you're referring to the depth of the thing now or the.
The width.
Of the width.
Right? It was an amma, it was called an amma traxin. It was an amma. An amma 6 tvachim. It was 30 ammas tall. How can it be so tall? So first of all, look at the tosvos of traxin. What does the word traxin mean? Omer ben otam, the tarak have kamo turki gali. It means we're going to close what's hidden. It means closed. And the sin, traxin. Trak means closed, and sin is haini sinai. Sinai. Meaning, kolomar, the luchos that were given at Har Sinai, they're closed up. They're behind that wall. Can't, even though they weren't even there. That's what it means. Sharei menachas ba'aron, sharei beis kochek adashim. That's one shot. V'yesh mefarshim, traksin, pnim v'chutz. It means in and out, front and back. Sha'osa ama, ha'isa safek, im mekudesh es pnim o'chutz. We're not sure where that ama was. Was it in Kodesh or was it in Kodesh Kedashim? Lakach hayusham shtei peroches kedemina biyuma. That's why they had 2 curtains, right? They had 2 curtains. In the first base hamikdash, they had a traksin, they had a wall. In the second base hamikdash, they had 2 curtains. So how did you get into the kodesh kedashim in the first base hamikdash? How did you get in? The kohen gadol had to go and say, how did you get in?
Door.
There's a machlokas.
The door.
No. The first base had a wall. Yeah, one wall.
Correct.
Yeah.
The curtain was easier
because the curtain, you had to walk from one end to the other end.
The walls were complicated. Had the wall built because you couldn't have a wall that with an opening because otherwise it's a see right through. So it also had to be staggered.
The problem is, if it was...
There's supposed to be one wall.
It's supposed to be one wall.
If it was thicker, then it was thicker.
It was one arm thick.
No, that's the problem.
One arm thick. How did they get in? How did the Kohen Gadol get in? L'chor, there was a door. Where was the door? Where do you think the door was? I don't know if anyone says this, but I think it had to be in the center.
Can't be.
I'll tell you what it had to be. Because when the Kohen Gadol walked in, he had to be in between the Badim. So is he going to go walk in through the side and jump over into the bottom? Doesn't make any sense.
You can see it from the side. You can see right through.
The door was closed. Maybe it was a closed door.
When it opens, you mean?
So how, explain to me. How did he go between the bottom?
I think I have a picture of it in the house.
Let's say the door was on the all the way to the extreme right. So he walked into the extreme right. And how's he getting in between the bottom?
I'm telling you,
he's going to jump over?
No. I'm telling you, he's staggered. Because otherwise, that way, when you can't see through, yet you can walk straight
the
in.
That was in the second, but there was no bottom in the second place
on
Mikdash.
I know.
You hear what I'm asking?
Yes. I think the wall was a thick wall.
I don't know if anyone ever...
I have a picture of it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, so I want to see it. Anyway, the question is... What? Yeah, I understand. The question is, how can it be so tall? How can it be so tall? Right? So the Gemara says, well, kivun de ikka tefach yisera koi. Really, we said that it has to be five tvachim. You need five tvachim for a wall of four amos. Since there were six tvachim, now it can be 30 amos. That makes sense?
No.
Says Rashi, the bottom, second to bottom Rashi, umishom high tefach pusya, because the extra tefach, matzi la gvoa tuva, it can be very high. The ain tzarech lo says lechol arba amos hey tvachim rochev. You don't need to put five tvachim for every four amos, says Rashi. You don't need to do that. Says Tosfos on the bottom, Hanimadzil shnuye da agav tikra umaziva koi tvek the bina b'samach. Well, it had a roof. So if it has a roof, does it really matter how tall the wall is? It's not going to collapse. There's a roof. The roof, doesn't the roof support the wall?
No.
So if you build a wall and you put it with a roof,
the roof is supported by the wall.
Yeah, the wall then becomes load-bearing. It needs even more.
So the answer is, that says Rashi, it says the Gemara, the extra tefach gave it more support. So the Gemara says, the mikdash sheni, my time of it, amatraxin. How come they didn't have an amatraxin in the mikdash sheni? Right? What they have in the mikdash sheni? A curtain. Why not a wall? So the Gemara says, because ki koi betlasin koi. 30 amos is the limit. Tvei lo koi. It couldn't go more than 30 amos. And as Rashi says, the last Rashi on the page, Shei gavoa mea amos, kidnam esekles midos. That's not true. It's not 100 amos. It's a mistake. It's either 30, some say it was 40. The base of Mikdash Sheni was 40. 40. The second base was 40. 40 is too high. Too high. Rashi somewhere else in Ksuvus, Rashi says he couldn't make the wall thicker because he didn't know if it was Kodesh or Kodesh Kedoshim. He couldn't do it. So he's stuck. So it couldn't be a wall. That's what Rashi says in Ksuvus.
I didn't understand how they had a curtain that thick. A curtain that high. You know what the weight of that is? It's all bearing on top of this, from the roof.
Right.
The
second one was better than the first one. The Achron is the whole discussion. What Achron means? What does Achron mean?
There are two space magnets in the second temple.
Right. The second base, and then what Herod did. Right. So the second one, okay. One says it means in height. One says it means in years, because it would last 10 years longer. And Vizilah, they're both true. They're both right. Fine. Very good. So the Gemara asks, "V'nevdu t'lasin amen v'binyan v'idach neved peroches." So make the wall in the second base bigger 30 amos and put a curtain on top of that. So the Gemara says, "No, ki kai t'lasin amasa nami agav tikru maziva havikoi." No, because you need the roof below tikru maziva lo havikoi. Without the roof, it wouldn't support. So you need the roof up there. So v'levin ma de'efshar v'binyan v'levin idach peroches. So they make as tall as you can make the wall without the roof, and then make the rest of that curtain. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Abaya, Gemili, we have a tradition. Ikulu binyan, ikulu parochas. Either all building or all parochas. Ikulu binyan, mikdash. Beis HaMikdash was a wall. Ikulu parochas, mishkan. You can't have half and half. Ibarlahu, hain v'sadin, odilma, hain below sadin. See, I'm not sure, Mati, what this question means. What, now that we said before about the mortar. Now the Rashi, look at the verse skinny line of Rashi. Sadin's not mortar. Sadin's not mortar?
No.
Oh. Hani shiuri de masnithin. In the Mishnah. Im ove hatiach kachashiv lehen. Does it include the tiach? What's tiach?
Plaster.
Plaster? Odilma makam ha'avanim have b'pusio levad tiach asid. Without the plaster. Right? Is it the same thing as before?
Yeah.
It's like different. Okay.
What is what holds the bricks together? Plus, what gets done smooth on top of it.
Uh-huh. Okay, so that's the question. Does it include the plaster? It's not extra sadin, it's included. If you want to tell me that it was now more thicker, then listen to Shiuri. So how thick was that? We don't mention that. Obviously, it's included. It's included already. So Gemara says, "Lola, Ola, Mamalach, Hain, below Sajin." Maybe it's not included. Kivan de lo, Havi Tefach, lo Tony. Since it's not a Tefach, we don't mention it. How big was a Tefach thick of that? No. How big was it? We have no idea, but it was a small amount. Aye, Havi Tony, Bolivani, and then no, it's a Tefach, a Mechsa, but then no, Tefach, a Mechsa. That's less than a Tefach there. Tefach and a half, Tefach and a half. So Gemara says, "No, Hasam, Chazil, it's Terufe. You can combine it." That's why it says tefach and a half, tefach and a half, because you can combine it. Toshma, hakore she'amru rechava. We have a mishnah, a gemara in Erevin, that if you want to make a beam across the yard that you can carry in there, how thick does the beam have to be? Could you take a tiny little piece of twig and put it across? So Gemara says no. It has to be hakore she'amru rechava kedei she'lekabel ariach. It has to be strong enough like a brick could rest on it. That a brick can rest on that beam. If the brick can't rest, the brick will break the beam. If the beam's no good, right? To have an eruv. V'ariach chatzi levena shel gimel tvachim, and the ariach is a chatzi levena of gimel tvachim, right? So it's a proof that we're not talking about without the sid. So the Gemara says no. Hasam barav ravasa, barav ravasa. There it's talking about a large stone, large brick. It has to be three tvachim. There must be a smaller one. Shamir, no, you're right, there's a smaller one. That's not a raya to our question about the sid, which we don't answer. Next. Amr of Chista. Lo lister inish be knishta. Listen to this, Mati. Everybody. Lo lister inish be knishta. You're not allowed to destroy a shul. Ad debani be knishta achwiti. Till you build a new shul. You can't just knock the shul down before you build a new shul. Ikad the army mishum pshiusa. Some say because it's a Pesheya. You're never going to build it. You're never going to build a new shul. It'll never get built.
When they build a new stadium, maybe.
What about next door? Ikad the army mishum tiluye. You're not going to replace the Davin. So don't destroy the old shul until you put up the new shul. Right? You're not going to be able to Davin in the meantime. My benayo, what's the difference between the two reasons? Ikad benayo, the ikad bekinishtach, you have somewhere else to Davin. If you have somewhere else to daven, it's not a problem according to that reason. According to the Pshia reason, it's still a problem. What's the Pshia reason? You're never going to build it. They would knock down the summer house in the winter and the winter house in the summer, the shul. I'm not sure what that means exactly. That they, since they had somewhere else to daven, they would knock down that building. What if you collected the money? So what pshi is there? I have all the money. The money's in the bank. Maybe you'll have to spend the money on something else. You're not gonna redeem the guy got captured from the shul. So viavle who you have to give the money. Shrigi livni vahadri haduri machti kishuri mai. What if you bought already all the bricks and all the beams and everything's all set? All the bricks are sitting there waiting to just be put up. Now you can't destroy the other shul. So Gemara says, "Amalei zinin demitzayim lepidyon shivuyim mezavdi v'yavlei." You have to sell the bricks to rescue the guy. So the Gemara says, "One second, iachi afilu bonunami." Then you can never build anything. We have to sell the building to pay for the pidyon shivuyim, right?
So
Amalei, no, dirasa deinish lo mezavdi. Nobody sells a building. They sell assets. For some reason, they don't sell the building itself. So once the building is built, you don't have to say, "Oh, I'm not going to sell it for pidyon shvuyim." That you don't know no one does that. That's all. This is only true if there's no tihaya, there's no problem, and there's no defect in the building. Avochazi beitihaya, but if there's a building falling apart, can daven in a makam sakana. Sas for you, money. You can destroy it and then rebuild it. Kedravashi chazi beituaya bekinishta de masa machasya. There was a problem in the building in masa machasya. Sasre, he destroyed it. Va'al lepurye lahasam. He put his bed in the shul. Kihechi v'lo afki. He wouldn't leave. Adamaskin le shvichi until they rebuilt it. Tosfos asked, how could you sleep in a shul? You're not allowed to sleep in a shul. So he says, first of all, don't tell me that it was in Bavel, and in Bavel we have less rules about, very interesting, less rules about shuls, and you can't sleep in the shul. He says, no, that can't be pshat, it's not true. It must be that he slept in the side room, right? Like they had in the old days, they had the side room, not can't sleep in a shul. Okay. Now, all of a sudden, out of left field, the Gemara asks the following thing. Ubaba ben Buta, hechi azbe eitzel lehordus, how could he give advice to Hordus, Herod? How could he give advice to Herod, lemisterei beis hamikdash, to destroy the beis hamikdash? How could he do that? Where'd this come from? So really, it's going to come tomorrow. How could he give advice to Herod to destroy, to rebuild the beis hamikdash? Vamar of Chista, lo lister inish be kinishta adabani be kinishta achwiti. You're not allowed to destroy the building until you build a new one. Right? So
that particular spot.
Right. So what kind of question is this? There's nowhere else to go. The Beis HaMikdash can't be moved. So what kind of question was this? Right? So the Ben Yehuda says, well, maybe he could have built it piecemeal. But he didn't do that. He built some grand. How could he advise him to do that? Not allowed to do that. So Iba Yesema Tiyua Chaziba. First of all, maybe he saw it was falling apart. No Eitza. Ibaisema Malchusa Shiny. No, the Rome is different. Tell Hajibe, they're not gonna run out of money. They're not gonna stop the project in the middle. They say they're gonna build it. So Baba Ben Buta knew he could take it to the bank. It's gonna happen. King. What? King. He's the king, exactly. It's good to be the king, right? Now, where'd this come from? Damar Shmuel, I Amar Malchusa Arka Ture. If the king says, I'm going to uproot the mountain, Arak Ture, he'll uproot the mountain. Velo Hadurbe, he's not going to do it. He's not going to not do it. He'll come through. So, Baba Mutu was comfortable doing it. Now, Hordis, Avda the Beis Chashmonai Hava, he was a servant. He was a slave in the house of Chashmonaiim. Now, this is already, he died in the year 4 BC. Right? The Hanukkah story happened in 165 BC. So from 161 years, the Chashmonaiim, the house of the Chashmonaiim, there was a house called the House of Chashmonaiim. He was a servant in that house. Yom Echad, one day, Shamahu Gavra, Baskel, he heard a Baskel, the Omar, Kol Avda Demar Rehashta Matzliach. Whoever rebels now will be Matzliach. What kind of Baskel was this? Some say he heard those women with the crystal ball. You heard that woman, someone say such a thing, whether it was true or not. Not a real baskel. Herod was not zochah to a baskel. Some say it was just some stam, what are those called? Fortune teller. Herod went to some fortune teller. Fortune teller said, yeah, now's a good time to rebel. The not a baskel. Kam katle lekulu, morse, v'shayt lahi yinuksa. He killed everybody except for one princess, one woman. When he saw that Herod wants to marry her, Slikala Igra, she went up to the roof. Ramakola, she raised her voice. Amr, she said, "Call man to Asi. Anyone that ever shows up for Amr and says he brings Chashmonai Kasina, after the house of Chashmonaiim, Avdehu, it's an Eved. Why? Delo Ashtayra Minayu Elahahi Yinuksa. I'm the only one left. Vahi Yinuksa Naflam Agul Ara, and I'm going to fall here and die. So there's no one left from Beit Chashmonaiim." If anyone tells you I'm from Chashmonaiim, they're an Eved. Now, why are they an Eved? Aren't they a liar? Yeah. Not 100% sure about that. Why are they an Eved? Tamna, hadn't she know? I mean, she knew she was the only Chashmonai left? Yeah. I guess she knew. So, Tamna Sheva Shnin, Bedufsha. Strange thing. He put her in honey. He preserved her, even though she was dead. He preserved her in honey for 7 years. Strange thing. Some say he even had relations with her. Some say he didn't do that. The ones that say he did do that, had the tam that le suve le diitre. He put her in honey to preserve her beauty. Vamri la lo ball, I didn't do that. She's dead. Had the tamna. Why did he put her in honey? Ki heche denamru bas melach nasif. So he could brag and say that I married the queen. All right. So I think we'll do a little bit. Okay, fine. Omar man darish. He said, who darshined mikarav achicha tasam alecha melech? Who darshined that a king can only be from a Jew? That the king of the Jews can only be a Jew. Who said that? Who made up that drasha? Rabbanon. The Rabbanon said it. Right? I don't know why the Rabbanon said it. The Pasuk said it. Right? It says, Mikarev Achicha. What does that mean? That means someone who lives there. An inhabitant of the country, even though he's not... Right? You come from China, you can't be the president of the United States. You have to be born in the United States. There's a reason for that. Right? You can't be some foreigner. So why should the Jews be different? So why is it the rabbi's fault? What? That's how they, but the Darshan it says, "Mikarav achicha tosim alecha melech," from among your brothers.
Maybe Ger is entitled to it.
Okay. Anyway, so he wasn't even a gay. He wasn't even Jewish. Herod. He wasn't even Jewish, right?
How can you rely on this kind of crazy guy to build a, if he commits build a base of a bridge? How can you rely on the guy?
By the way, Rabbeinu Gershom says a fascinating thing. He says that one time, I don't know if you ever heard this, Hurdus had a father.
Yes.
Who was Hurdus' father? His name was Hyrcanus. That's what Rabbeinu Gershom says. And I'll read it to you. Shepam nilcham Hyrcanus avi Hurdus imaromim. He fought with the Romans. V'nitach v'ra b'shivya shivcha yifas toar. He saw some shivcha, not a Jew. V'ba aleha kadin ha-torah sheitir azos. Is it a Jewish Yifas Tawar? For Hol B'Mena was Hurdus, and Hurdus was born from that union. Lachen ha Yeromim Mecharpin Oso Al Yichuso. They would make fun of his Yichus. He was like a slave. That would mean he's partly Jewish. I don't know, is Yifas Tawar considered a Jew? But the father wasn't Jewish anyway, so the whole thing doesn't make any sense. But if the mother was Jewish, then Hurdus would be Jewish. It's a fascinating thing. Fascinating thing. That's really tomorrow. Anyway, Kam Katle Kula Rabbanan. He killed all the rabbis. Because he blamed the rabbis that he couldn't be the king. Shafke lebo ben buta, lemishkal etzemineh. He left Bab Buta alive to get advice from him. Ahadr le kalila daili nakrina le'ene. He took a crown from the thorns of a porcupine and he blinded Bab ben buta. Very strange Gemara. Strange thing that he did. Why did he do that? Because he was insane. Exactly. Yeah.
Sounds like he was schizophrenic.
Okay, so what was your question? Why would we let him rebuild the base?
Why would we rely on him to build it if he commits it? The guy is, it sounds like he's off the wall. One day wiping out Dalmuzin, one day, how can you rely on him?
He still did a good thing. It was a beautiful building.
How, you know,
the Gemara is going to say tomorrow, if you didn't see that, you didn't see a beautiful building in your whole life.
How can you rely on him to commit?
Because he's still the king. He's still endless resources. Yeah. We're going to see tomorrow. We're not done with the Gemara. We're stopping now, but we'll see tomorrow.
Why would you rebel? I thought we take care about our brothers. Like, let's see him like the Romans did. You know?
I don't know. It's not an easy story.
Do not know your Jewish history.
We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.